Now, it is time.
This is Heat Radio's Hot or Not podcast with Andy Peters.
Hi, this is Andy Peters, welcoming you along to the very latest Hot or Not podcast, where we've got all the best bits from Monday, the 3rd of November's show. It's a particularly special hotcast this week as A, it's the last one featuring me for 2 weeks as I'm off, and B, well, because I say so, but it really is good. Coming up, we've got a bit of this.
Very light, frothy, funny kind of movies that's sort of more for your mum.
Some of this.
Ooh, controversial. Hot. I like him. I think he's a very talented guy.
And this, which makes no sense now, but I promise it'll be clearer later.
Scott, you have made such a change.
Scott, I want to.
You to do well.
So forget your troubles for the next 20 minutes or so and enjoy this week's Hotcast. I love it, and hopefully so will you.
Right, here we go. Live from Heat Towers. Entertaining the nation. Heat Radio.
Right, time to welcome this week's special guest onto the show. She's a singer, an actor, a skater, and now a perfumier. Is that how you say it? A perfumier? Suzanne Shaw is on the phone. Suzanne, good evening.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm not too bad, thanks.
So
yes,
is the technical term a perfumier? I don't even
know. You know what? I've never even known that that's the name for it.
Oh, it's
but
not...
it sounds right.
Yeah, and it'll do. It's like restaurant people. They're called restaurateurs.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, I thought it was restaurant owners. No, they're called restaurateurs.
I was going to say creative of perfume. Or
yeah,
like that.
Exactly. Perfume. Smelly maker.
Smelly maker, yeah.
Well, I've got your brand new perfume here.
Yes.
It's called Ice.
Ice, yeah.
Obviously, to do with the fact you won Dancing on Ice this year.
A little bit predictable, yes.
Predictable, but let's be honest, predictable sells, and that's what it's all about.
Exactly.
Now, hang on, I'm going to spray it. Hang on. Put my arm through it. Oh, I get a sense of soap.
Soap?
Yeah, soap. I love soap.
Well, I suppose people use soap.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, that's all right.
No, I mean, it smells clean, maybe. Maybe that would have been a better way to say it.
Fresh,
yeah.
See, that's how I would describe it, as fresh.
Were there a lot of offers of different things? You know, could we have had Suzanne Shaw's ice maker or something? Were there a lot of things you had to say, actually, that's not quite right for me?
Yeah, there was hundreds of things that came through, from like little tiny things like ice makers to kids things to kind of promoting all different kind of from slimming pills as well. You know, there was loads and loads of different things like that came through. But there were two things that I wanted to do: the perfume, and I got offered to do a health DVD. But I thought everybody does those. Everyone does the fitness DVDs. So let's do something different. So I decided to go with an interactive DVD game for kids and parents. So basically it's a sing-off with parents and kids and a dance-off with parents and kids. And there's also like a game of charades in there, a memory game, and then a forfeit game as well. So I wanted to do something a little bit different so it wasn't your typical, let's jump on the bandwagon and do a fitness DVD.
So are your hearsay days well and truly behind you now? I mean, do you see any of them? Did you see, I mean, Mylene was at the TV Awards and you were as well, weren't you?
Yeah.
Did you see her?
Oh, yeah, I see Mylene all the time, and the boys occasionally. But, yeah, I suppose you kind of... I got into hearsay. My best mate has come out of it, which is Mylene, and then the rest of them you kind of just see as and when they're around, really.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, that's cool. That's cool. Well, listen, Suzanne, stick around. I've got to play some music, and we'll talk to you a little bit more in a sec.
Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio. Join Rachel Hopper for a celebrity-packed afternoon with the newest and hottest music around. The Diet Coke Break. Weekdays from 2 p.m. on Heat Radio.
More accolades than Lewis Hamilton and fewer complaints than the Russell Brand Show. This is Hot or Not with me, Andy Peters. Or is it the other way around?
Heat Radio.
So this is Hot or Not, your essential guide to the next 7 days in the world of entertainment and celebrity, of course. And we're going back through the passage of time right now using Heat Magazine as our journal. From a year gone by, I'm holding in my right hand an edition of Heat Magazine. I'd like you to try and guess, what was the year? On the cover, well, look at this. World exclusive, backstage with the Spice Girls, secret snogging sessions, Mel C's new boyfriend, babies on the rampage, and more. Ooh, misses. And inside, quite a few pages of Spice Girl behind-the-scenes pictures. When I say quite a few, there's loads. Also, this magazine was taken from the year when the Wasaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaaa guys from the, it was a Budweiser advert, wasn't it? Yeah. Who just used to say, wasabi. Also in the magazine, Big Brother Andy goes back to his day job. Do you remember one of the Big Brother housemates called Andy? Well, on Wednesday the 18th of October in this year gone by, he went back to being a cycle courier because that's what he loved doing. I wonder what he's doing now. This is what I always say. I wonder what... Maybe he's upgraded now and he's got a white van. You never know. And also, let's have a look down here. Friends Like These. Blimey, do you remember that? Saturday nights at 10 to 7 on BBC One, a young double act called Ant and Dec had a TV show called Friends Like These. As far as I remember, it wasn't that brilliant, Friends Like These, but obviously Ant and Dec were brilliant. What was that Chris Tarrant show where they used to push Man O' Man? Do you remember that, Matt? I'm looking at Philip. He's ancient. He'll know. Man Oh Man was this funny old Chris Tarrant show. They used to throw people in a swimming pool. I think it's now called Hole in the Wall. But yeah, Ant and Dec had a show called Friends Like These in this year gone by. It was a new series. And there's also a picture of Lawrence Llewellyn. What's his face? So that is the Heat magazine. But can you guess the year?
If you've got a favourite song stuck in your head, listen to Roll on You Control the Heat. Monday to Thursday from 5:30. To get your favourite song, go to heatradio.com now.
Competition time on the Hotcast now, and even though I say it every week, this is a truly, truly amazing prize pack. You can win all of this. The Happening on DVD with Mark Wahlberg, Jimmy Carr Live, Extras the Special, Line Man starring Cuba Gooding Jr., While She Was Out with Kim Basinger, the Christmas Specials, Shrek the Halls and Frasier Christmas, Derren Brown, The Specials, Charlie Boardman, By Any Means, E4's zombie thriller Dead Set, Most Haunted Series 10, Colour of Magic starring David Jason and Sean Astin, Futurama, Bender's Game, Rowan Atkinson Live, new albums from Razorlight and Girls Aloud, and new books from Mark Gatiss, Cecilia Ahern, James Martin and Fern Britton. And saving the best for last, the celebrity fragrance everybody's talking about, Ice by tonight's guest, Suzanne Shaw. So to win all that, this week's special Hotcast competition, which is exclusively open to you, the Hotcast listener, this is the question. Tell me, when I interviewed Suzanne Shaw, who did she say on The X Factor, which judge did she used to hate and now loves? So which judge on The X Factor did Suzanne used to hate and now love? If you think you know the answer, just send an email to studio@heatworld.com with the answer and your contact details, and you could be our latest Hotcast competition winner. Heat Radio. Film time now on Hot or Not, and joining us as always to discuss the latest big cinema release is, of course, Heat film editor Charles Gant. Charles, good evening.
Good evening, Andy.
How are you?
Yeah, great.
What's the movie you're talking about today?
Well, this week it's Easy Virtue, and it stars Jessica Biel and Ben Barnes, who played Prince Caspian in the Chronicles of Narnia movie
Out this year, okay.
Yeah, and... you know, it's one of those very light, frothy, funny kind of movies that's sort of more for your mum,
right,
basically,
okay, yeah.
to be brutally frank. And it Jessica Biel plays this racing car driver. It's set in the 1920s.
Right.
And she has married this kind of young aristocrat played by Ben Barnes. And he's taken his kind of trophy bride back home to his country pile in England.
Right.
And his family are not the most welcoming to this kind of brassy, blonde American divorcee that he's married.
Okay, let's have a listen.
Mother, this is my wife, Marita.
Mrs. Whittaker, the pleasure is all mine.
Oh, you're American.
That is Kristin Scott Thomas being wonderfully condescending as only she can be.
Oh, awesome.
Playing the poor Jessica Biel's mother-in-law. And it's basically a bit of a battle of wits between Jessica, who's, you know, really kind of out of her depth, and, you know, and Kristin Scott Thomas is just trying to kind of get rid of her.
Charles, you ready for the question?
Yeah.
Hot or not?
If I was reviewing this film for your mum,
right,
I would say definitely hot.
Okay.
But really, I just think for Heat, it's like, am I going to spend a whole evening at the cinema, you know, as you say, bunch of money, all of that stuff. It's really got to, you know, earn its place. And I think it's just teetering into not.
Okay. Charles Gant, he's the man that knows. He watches them there movies in the dark. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
I won't see you next week. Brian Dowling will see you next week.
It's already a date in my diary with asterisks on, I can tell you.
Yeah, exactly. Terms and conditions apply. Charles, thank you very much indeed.
Join Paul Coit weekdays from 9 a.m. with Out of the Blue with Ford. He's got the newest music and hottest celebrity guests only on Heat Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat.
Suzanne Shaw is still on the line. Suzanne.
Hello.
Do you like Britney's new song?
Yes, you know what? I'm a big fan of Britney.
Regardless.
I really am. I do. I love all her material. I love all the stuff that she brings out. And I do like the new song. And every, you know, even through like a bad time, I thought she's going to have a big comeback. She's going to be fine. Because I do. I am a massive fan.
Right. And she's going to be on The X Factor. Before the end of the year. I can't wait. Anyway, listen, I know you've got to go. Let's just do the hot list very quickly.
Okay.
You tell me if this is hot or not and the reason why. First thing, Russell Brand.
Ooh, controversial. Hot. I like him. I think he's a very talented guy. And that's what it's about at the end of the day. So I think he's hot.
Okay. The X Factor.
Hot, definitely. I love The X Factor. And I've got to say I'm a fan of Cheryl's. Really
okay.
Like her on the show.
She's another one. Couldn't stand her. Love her now. Absolutely
what?
Love her.
I couldn't agree more. I was exactly the same as you.
Okay, the US election.
I
tell you why I asked, because it says here, earlier this year, you were quoted as saying you hadn't heard of Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton.
I know, or Hillary Clinton. I was like, what? I remember the question, actually. It was breaking up on the phone. I was doing a phone interview on the way down to the lights, and I said, I'm sorry, what did you say? I don't understand.
Oh, and that's what that turned into.
That was the quote. I had no idea who they were.
Oh.
And I've always been a fan of Barack Obama because of 24. I do think 24 made a difference.
Do you know what? I read an article about that and I thought, I quite agree. America's only ready because they watch 24. They think, haven't we already had a black president? No, that was
exactly.
The television.
No, I'm not joking. I think it's had a massive influence.
I think you're quite right. Look, Suzanne, I'm going to let you get off and have a nice evening. Look, thank you so much for talking to us today.
Brilliant. Thanks for having me.
And I have to say, I can now smell the apple in your new perfume. Definitely apple.
You?
Yeah, I can definitely smell apple. No longer soap. I can definitely smell apple.
Okay, we'll give it out to all your friends for Christmas.
Marvellous. Suzanne Shaw's Ice perfume is in Boots now, I assume. And also, look out for the Dancing on Ice special that airs around Christmas. Suzanne, take care.
Oh, thanks a lot, Andy.
See you later.
Bye.
This is Andy on the latest Hot or Not Hotcast, showcasing the best of last week's show. But don't forget, there are loads of other good shows on Heat Radio. Here's my favourite bit from last week on Heat.
Hello, this is Hunks on Heat Radio. Welcome back. That was Katy Perry with Hot and Cold. Now we've got Scott from X Factor. Hello, Scott.
Woo! Hey, guys, you all right?
Way high. Spot on. What do you think of that song?
Yeah, it was a good song.
It's a bit of a tune, isn't it?
Is it? Just a little bit.
Do you think it's better than the first one or no? I Kissed a Girl?
Oh, I like Katy Perry a lot. She's a very, very good singer.
She's a bit of a minx, isn't
she? Do you fancy her?
Eh?
Do you fancy her?
Do I fancy her? No.
Well, reading the papers, you don't seem to do too bad with the birds, do you?
I do all right.
When was it that I woke up the other morning and saw a little double tape spread on Scotty?
He wasn't messing about, breaking hearts, mate.
Scott, I got to tell you, Liam's got your poster on his wall.
Has he?
Yeah. he didn't sleep last night because he knew he was talking to you.
You couldn't sing us a little bit of something. Maybe make up a little song with me name in, could you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Can I sing? I've written you one, Scott.
Go on then.
Scott, you have made such a change.
Scott, I want to.
You to do well. Sorry, man, I hadn't. That was a bit of freestyle.
Scott,
we hear that there's a solicitor trying to get you out of the contract with X Factor. Is that the case?
Let me explain. Because I need to put
It's the first
right.
time you've explained this. First time, yeah?
Yeah. So you've got an exclusive.
There you go.
Yes! This is on Hunks on Heat Radio. This is our first exclusive.
Go for it.
Well, I was at this morning's studio yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And I bumped into Matthew Kelly.
Right.
And I started chatting to him, and he said, so what's the deal with the X Factor? So I talked to him through the contract and stuff like that. I talked to him through the contract, and someone that was obviously going on the show as Airwigged, exaggerated the story.
Oh, nightmare.
Exaggerated the story and sold it. So I thought that was, you know, a bit bang out, but, you know, people are going to do that, and it happens.
Oh, it does. It happens. We've witnessed it firsthand, mate.
We're just about to play Scout for Girls. I wish I was James Bond. Scotty, you going to go and see the new James Bond film, pal?
Yeah, I will do.
Are you a James Bond fan?
I am indeed.
Sweet.
I'm just not happy, right, because they've 21 films, they've always used the phrase, the name's Bond, James Bond, and they don't use it in this film.
Nah.
That's shocking.
It is shocking. They should
keep
the tradition.
It's not a James Bond film without that line.
Did you hear it last time when he asked for a drink, he goes, "Can I have it stirred up, not shaken?" I thought, get away. It's not how you say it. What's the matter with you? I don't think he's a good Bond. I'm going to put that out there. Sorry, everybody.
Strong statement.
But
take care, mate. Have a wicked day.
You're the best, pal.
Okay, we've got more Bond talk in a sec. This is Heat Radio.
You've been waiting long enough, podcast fans. It's time to tell you if you guessed this week's rewind correctly. Well, the rewind, as I called it, November the 3rd, 2000. This is Heat. And here's some exclusive bits from Suzanne Shaw that you didn't hear on the radio. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Heat. You've had a roller coaster career so far. Winning Dancing on Ice given you a whole new lease of life?
Oh, definitely. I mean, there's no doubt that these shows really do do something to your career. Hence why, you know, we do them. You know, people go, "Oh, I'm not going on Celebrity, get me out of here, because, you know, I need a reboost to my career." Of course you do. Of course you go on these shows to do that. But no, it's been fantastic. You know, I love ice skating. I still do it now. And it's really, really done a lot for me. And, you know, to even have my own perfume out on the shelves, I'm very excited about
it. Well, I bet you are. When the offer came for the perfume, did you jump at it, or did you say, "I need to smell it first"?
No, I definitely jumped at it, because I've always been somebody who liked to mix all my different perfumes together to see what I could create. And I've always been like that ever since being a kid. So for it to come along, I was like, yes, I want to do it. And I've been involved from the design of the bottles to coming up with the logo for the name and, you know, and picking the scents. So for me, it's been a really great experience.
I mean, as you say, the work's been plodding on. I saw you on This Morning.
Yes. So it's been great. I mean, I've been doing like a few segments at the competitions and stuff, obviously, and promoting the perfume at the moment. And then to come is the Dancing on Ice Christmas special, which I'm very excited about.
I know. Now, that means you're back in training for Dancing on Ice.
I am, as from Wednesday.
Oh, my word. Does it excite you, or is it quite pressurised because you are a champion?
There's a lot of pressure, but what is kind of nice is, you know, like the next series is coming along, and I'm already starting to feel a bit jealous about who's Matt going to be skating with, and, you know, who's going to have the title of next year. And, you know, I wanted it to last a little bit longer, but it's come around so quickly. So now I feel like I'm going back into it again, and that I feel part of the show again. So no, I'm happy to do it.
I mean, I've been part of the show, as you know, since the beginning, and it is such a great show, and you kind of feel really proud to be part of it as well.
No, definitely. I think it is. And I think at the end of the day, you've got all these different talent shows. But for me, you know, it's got so much jeopardy to it. And I just love that about the ice skating show. This
is Heat. Okay, that's all for this week's podcast. Make sure you join us on the next show, where Brian Dowling will be your host. I'm taking a well-earned week off. Just don't enjoy him too much. See ya. Do it. Check it out. Like what you're hearing, get a bigger entertainment fix every day from Heat Radio. You can get us on DAB Digital Radio, Sky 0179, Freeview 714, and at heatradio.com.